Our bodies are vessels that hold God's Holy Spirit. Let's go to Matthew 25. I want to point this out. I went to Matthew 25 last time. I love Matthew 25. I'm going to go to Matthew 25 probably, I don't know, 10, 15 more times. Not today, but because it's very apropos. The vessels that the wise virgins kept their oil in was their bodies. Let's read Matthew 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. I looked at all the New Testament scriptures using the word vessel or vessels. And using that principle, let God's word interpret God's word, came to the conclusion that our bodies are vessels. Most of you don't even remember what I told you. I told you I wanted you to remember that. You don't even remember what I told you. It must be God's Holy Spirit showing you what you should remember and what you shouldn't. You remember the truth. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. My mistake notwithstanding. Let's look at 3 or 4 more powerful scriptural proofs of that, though, today. Let's start at 1 Peter 3. So we turn back to 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter, almost a revelation, not quite. Hebrews, James, and 1 Peter. Let's start at 1 Peter 3 and then read verse 1, and then it says, 1 Peter 3, verse 1, wives, this is important, that's why I wanted to read verse 1, wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, the wives, without a word, excuse me, they, the husbands, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. Okay, now skip down to verse 7. Verse 7. Husbands, talking to husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Interesting, if you look up vessel, 4632, in your Strong's, it says something like, that's not a direct quote, but something like equipment or apparatus or anything that contributes to effectiveness. Anything that contributes to effectiveness. And we might think, well, yes, a wife could be like this, but what about me? I'm a man. Could I be like this? Well, let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4. So go back toward the front of the book a little bit to 1 Thessalonians 4. 1 Thessalonians 4, and I want to read several verses here. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. Verse 4, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. I looked at the various commentaries on this, and the commentaries were not absolutely sure whether Paul was referring to the man or the woman here. But that's not my point. My point is he was referring to a human being. Whether it was the husband or the wife that needs to hold their vessel in honor is not really appropriate to this sermonette. The thing that is appropriate is he was talking about their vessel being their body, that they want to hold that in honor. So that is very clear at that particular point. Now, Paul uses this word vessel as a metaphor for a human being about 7 or 8 times that I could count in his writing. Let's go to one other. We'll just go to one other that Paul brought up, Romans 9. Just read one verse there, Romans 9. Romans 9 and verse 22. Romans 9:22 says, "What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, what if he endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction?" Now we see that this is a metaphor, and if we don't quite understand that metaphor totally, just go back to verse 21. 21 clearly shows what this metaphor is all about. "Does not the potter have power over the clay, and from the same lump, you know, can make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor?" Now, just have to ask you logically, is Paul talking about God's big thing in life is to be a potter? No, this is not what Paul's talking about. Paul's talking about God's big thing in life is to make one human being into a child of his. But some are not going to make it, unfortunately. Some are made for honor and some are made for dishonor. Don't struggle with that concept very long. Just struggle with the concept. In this case, Paul is talking, using a metaphor, saying that God is the great potter and he forms us, you know, his clay in his hands, and he can make us into whatever we become. If we'll be pliable in his hands, he's going to make us for honor. Don't worry about that. Okay. So Paul is actually saying God made humans and he continues to work with humans for specific purposes. Look at verse 20 just for a second. "But indeed, O man, why are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed," that's us, "say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this?" You know, we don't want to judge God. He knows what he's doing. Now, why did Paul talk like this? Why did he use this metaphor? Well, I'll tell you why as we look at one final scripture that shows that we are vessels. Let's go back to Acts. We've been working our way toward the front of the book. We're not going to go any further than this. Let's go to Acts 9. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I think that Paul used this metaphor many times, this vessel metaphor for the body. I think it was because of a personal experience that Paul had. Acts 9, verse 15. Paul talked like this because he remembered his master, Jesus Christ, using these very same words a few years before. Now, this, of course, happened on the road to Damascus. Paul was struck blind. He was taken to the city, and Ananias, a disciple, is told to baptize a murderer. Ananias didn't like that direction. He rankled. He objected, as a matter of fact. But then Christ says in the vision, Acts 9, verse 15, he says, "But the Lord said to him," to Ananias, "Go, do it, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel." So I think the reason why Paul uses this metaphor several times is because he remembers his own conversion. And when he went to Damascus and when he was baptized by Ananias, Ananias heard Christ's words, and I'm sure that Ananias talked with Paul later. It wasn't Paul that heard the words. It was Ananias that heard the words. But after he baptized him, I'm sure that Paul and Ananias got into a conversation. And if they didn't talk in great depth then, because maybe Ananias still didn't trust Paul too much, even though Christ told him to baptize him, over the years, as Paul developed his ministry and his trust within the church, I'm sure that Ananias repeated to Paul the Apostle the events leading up to that baptism, in which Christ said, "He is a chosen vessel of mine." Let's conclude by making just a little bit more out of something that I said at first. The word vessel in Greek has overtones of meaning wife. That is, in their society at that time, a person whose function was primarily to serve or help out the husband. We understand that. I don't think that we understand it in the light of our society today. That's not the wife's primary role today. Sorry. Maybe we've lost something in the transition. But maybe in God's church, but in society as a whole, I don't think that we would look at the definition of wife the way they looked at it back then. But maybe that's our loss. Maybe we're losing something. Let's go back to Matthew 25. Can't ever get away from there very much. Let's go back to Matthew 25. I think I've shown you that vessel means body, at least from what I've looked at today, but not just anybody. Part of the reason that the five foolish virgins were foolish is included in the very meaning of the word vessel, number 4632 in Strong's. It means an apparatus that is ideally suited for service like a wife. I think, this is my strongly felt personal belief, I think one of the reasons that the foolish virgins didn't have oil in their vessels was because they honestly had forgotten how to serve. Brethren, we still have time to put oil in our vessels.